Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Delvin Cox Experience, the podcast in which each week I am on a one-man mission to unite our culture through diversity. I'm your host, Delvin Cox, and with me on the podcast is a special guest. Let him know who you are, brother.
What's up, everybody who's out there listening? This is Lou from the BX, a.k.a. Dominican Lou, a.k.a. Louis Schmerda, host of the Everything Podcast, and is currently on hiatus, but about to come back. That's me.
Awesome to have you on, brother, even though you wear a B. Rob's hat. Fuck him.
Hey, I heard every time B. Rob sees his logo somewhere, he gets a 30-second boner, so I'm just trying to help my man out.
I feel you on that. As always, we'd like to start the podcast off with the 5 for 5. 5 questions, 5 answers to get the ball rolling. Lou, you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. What's the best album or song you listened to in the past year? Doesn't have to be new, by the way.
Okay. Best album or song I listened to in the past five years?
Past year. Just past year.
In the past year. That's easy. The Extinction Level Event 2 album by Busta Rhymes. The whole album. The whole goddamn album.
You are the first person I think I've heard say that. And that album is fantastic. A lot of people slept on that album.
Absolutely, 100%.
Great album. Question.
I was just going to say, I didn't know it was rapid fire or what. I just think that album came out at the absolute perfect time. And Busta Rhymes came through with that, like, Armageddon, end of the world shit, like, right as basically we were going through, like, the wildness of the pandemic, and I had all these emotions going as I was working overnight at the time the album dropped. So that was.
Hold on 1 second, Lou. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 2. Give me your top 5 New York Knicks players.
Oh man, Patrick Ewing, John Starks, Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason, Xavier McDaniels. That was easy. Xavier McDaniels is actually the reason I started watching the Knicks, actually, in 1991-92. That Xavier name stuck with me because I was obviously Professor Xavier. I was a comic book fan, and I saw that name somewhere, and I had to find him.
I like Xavier McDaniels, X-Man. Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, man.
I'm surprised you didn't mention Carmelo.
I like Melo, but top 5, Nick? I don't know, man. I'm from that 90s era where they was punching people in the face out there. So that's my shit. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Those were the good old days for the Knicks. Yeah.
Man, heydays.
Definitely. All right. Question number 3. What's the dumbest thing you've done as a kid?
The dumbest thing I've done as a kid? One time I was out in the snow in New York with my dad, and there was a one of those wooden doors, you know, like the not the apartment doors, the outside, like the door for your bedroom. It's like that hollow wood particle board wood doors. And it was sitting outside on the floor or whatever. And I saw it sitting there. It was like a stack of doors that was on the ground. And then against the wall was a set of, was a door that had like those glass panes, but they were all broken and shit. And I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna jump on those doors that slide like a freaking Silver Surfer or some shit. And I ran up to that shit, jumped on the doors, slid, fell on my back. Wasn't that bad. The problem was I didn't notice my hand went directly into one of those broken glass panes.
Ooh.
And you can't really see it, but this scar right here and all that, that was all hanging meat. And yeah, that was probably the dumbest thing I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, you tried to take yourself out.
Yes, thank God it wasn't any lower because I would have had big problems.
Yeah, for real. Question number 4. Give me your top 5 New York rappers.
Big Punisher.
Okay.
Notorious Big. Okay. And you know, over the years, I've been wanting to throw Styles P in that top 5. I'll throw Styles P in there. I'll throw Styles P in there. I'm gonna go left because everybody usually names the same people. Big Daddy Kane.
Okay, I like Kane.
Who can I throw in there as a 5 real quick? I know I'm gonna forget somebody real important.
Well, you're forgetting 2 people really important right now, so I'm here for it.
Pun, Biggie, Styles P, Kane, and I'll finish it off with Gangstar. Guru. I know he's from Boston, but we consider him New York. I consider him New York. I know he's from Boston originally, but that's that dude, man, Jason Elam, bro.
I like your 5. People in New York gonna kill you, but I like your 5.
Oh, yeah, I know I'm gonna get killed for this shit on Twitter. It's all good.
You ain't named Rakim, you ain't named KRS, No Nas, you know, no Jay. Funny. I like it though.
Top five is I don't wanna sit here and do the same top 5. It's like a personal 5 for me. That's pretty solid. Honorable mention Chubb Rock.
Style P is super underrated. I will say that. Style P is super underrated.
Styles P, over the years, I've grown to love that dude. He's so consistent, man. And his messages and his albums are like phenomenal, bro. His beats are phenomenal. His flow, it just I'm a big fan, bro. I'm a big fan.
Definitely. All right, final question. Zombie apocalypse happened in Walking Dead style. You're going to take 5 things to go out in the world to survive. Anything you want, by the way. Family and pets don't count. They automatically come with you. What are the 5 things you're taking to go to survive?
To survive, I will take my AR-15, my Glock 20.
Okay.
My Glock 20, my AR-15 are 1 and 2. Compass. Okay. A water bottle that has a filter on it. And one of my Bowie knives.
Okay, so you're going to be killing a lot of zombies.
Yeah. Somehow, some way. Got to survive somehow, man. I got to take them off from long distance. You know, I'm a big guy.
I feel you. So, let everybody know a little bit about yourself and your podcast you do, for those who don't know. The uninitiated, shall I say.
Oh, yeah. So, I have a podcast. It's called the Everything Podcast, which I named it the Everything Podcast because I don't talk about any one subject. I usually go into whatever strikes the mood, whether it's I'll do movie reviews or maybe an album review. I'll do a top 10 list of something that I'm interested in that week. I try not to get too political, but I do sometimes depending on stories. For the most part, I just kind of focus on stories that strike me that I'll see, you know, personal stories or just something horrible that happened. You know, I'm in Florida, so we got stories fucking every day. There's some shit going on in this damn city, so
Yep. What part of Florida?
Better said. No, I'm in Davie.
Oh, you right by me. We can hang out.
Oh, where you at?
Miami.
Oh, no shit. I didn't know that. That's cool, man. Yeah, man. I'm there all the time. I go hang out with my homies and shit. They live in Kendall, and we're going to get super inside baseball now on your podcast. But
yeah, that's...
They live in Kendall, so I'm over there all the time. I used to live there, and I ended up moving to Delray, and then I moved a little closer, so now I'm in Davie.
Oh, okay. I'm in Liberty City.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I'm actually going to be, I'm going to, in July, I'm going to the AEW show. Stadium.
I'm going to get tickets for that. I'm thinking about going to that joint.
Look for them just now, because I don't even know if it's sold out or what. But, I'm going to, where is it, James L. Knight?
Yeah.
So I'll be around there.
Yeah, that's like 15 minutes from miles, 15, 20 minutes from miles.
Yeah, man. Nice. Man, I didn't know that. That's cool, man.
Yeah, that's right there.
But yeah, again, it's called the Everything Podcast because I kind of like to throw a little bit of everything in there, different subjects. One thing I really don't do is guests. The only guests I've had, it's like my brother. Well, we'll sit down and we'll talk about a movie. We'll get in depth on a movie like Black Panther, Captain Marvel. We sat there and talked for like 2 hours about those movies when they came out. And those are really the only times I've had guests on my show. For the most part, it's a one-man thing. I record it myself, edit it myself, promote it myself, do everything, upload it, and all that. So it's kind of why I've taken a hiatus, because it became a bit of a, not a slog, but it at times it gets, I don't think people understand what it entails to run a show like that, especially when you're doing it alone. So it's a little bit of a toll. Yeah, man. Staying consistent is easier said than done, man. But I'm working to come back. I recorded a little something the other day. I was kind of happy with it. So I'm going to throw another episode out very, very soon.
So let me ask you about that, because I think that's interesting. My homeboy Baylor does the same thing. And when you do a podcast by yourself, it's a whole different ball of wax, because you kind of like you're the content. You like this show, I find guests, I record with them, I bounce my ideas off of them, they bounce back. But when you have that singular experience with you kind of controlling the show, you dictate the pace, you dictate the topics. What is that like in terms of how do you – it seems like it's difficult, because it's hard to talk to yourself.
Yeah. Luckily for me, what I kind of like to do, like when I first started, I started in 2016. That's when I first started the show. And when I first started, I would record on Wednesdays. So Monday, I would get ideas. Tuesday, I would spend writing. And then Wednesday, I would prep early and then record it. Now, that sounds like a lot. If that sounds like a lot of shit, it's because it is a lot of shit. I used to have like 10, 15 pages of notes. And per show, there's no way, unless you're doing that full time, there's no way to keep that kind of process up. So I had to change things. So what I started doing is I started recording the show in segments. So I'll record the intro and then I'll still take notes, but they're more bullet points than anything. Because I used to write paragraphs of shit and be like, this is the way we go to the, like, nah, you, that's just, first of all, it sounds like shit when you record it and you listen back to somebody sound like they're reading from a teleprompter. And it was just annoying because I'm trying to read stuff and like in time doing is just kind of doing bullet points instead of a topic. And I'll just kind of remember, you know, the things I wanted to say about those bullet points. And then I'll record, let's say I'm talking about LeBron. So this segment's about, I record the intro, I stop, kind of listen back, make sure it sounds good, clip it a little bit, then start recording the next segment. I'll record about LeBron. Blah, 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 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, stop that. And depending on how many segments I have, I usually try to only do like two or three. And then, you know, just kind of do it piece by piece. At the end, I just go back, level out all the volume to make sure it's all good. Throw in little drops and shit like that that I've had in my head that I wanted to put in certain spots. Add the music at the end, the music at the beginning, and boom. It got to a point where that process got like very simple. It was like, okay, intro. I'm talking about this, bam, I'm talking about this, that, talking about this. Exit, put the outro music, record my little, you know, thank you, tune in next week type shit, and that's it. So it over the years that happened. Like it took you know, quite a few episodes for me to kind of get into that rhythm where it was like that. Because that whole Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing, that shit was not, there was no way that that was going to be able to be maintained unless I'm making enough money to pay all my bills and that's my job. That's a different thing, but I'm not getting paid for this, bro. It's free. It's you know, it's a hobby. So it definitely had to be changed up. But it gets hard, you know. You don't want to kind of, I tend to kind of droll on sometimes, so I need to be stopped. But you kind of have to find that fine line of knowing when to cut yourself off. And when you're in a flow, it's okay. But when you feel like you're kind of droning on, you kind of got to know when to, let's cut this out, press pause, take a breath, and then either cut the segment off or add one more little thing and then cut it off. So
let me ask you this.
It's a process. You,
I got a question. Right. How many episodes you used to do a week?
I was doing one, just one, one a week. So I was doing one a week, and then I started doing a podcast on the side. Because a few years ago, there was this app that came out called Bumpers FM, and it was an app that lets you record podcasts. So I started doing a little 10-minute podcasts. I do like this thing called Pizza Snob, where I'd go to different pizza shops in the area and try the two slice combo special to see if it was trash or not, and then I'd eat it in the pizza shop, and then I'd record and I'd let the listener know as I'm eating it, like, yeah, this shit's trash, like, all this slice is good, you know, just stupid shit like that. And then I'd talk about one specific subject that I had in mind just to do like a quick 10-minute pod. So, but those were more, you know, for fun. But really, it was just one a week, because I don't think I could do any more than that.
So what?
That was just too much, man.
Yeah. What got you into podcasting?
I started podcasting because I've always had I'm an older dude. I'm 43. I think we're like in the same age bracket.
Very much so. I'm 41.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember on the last episode, I think somebody said something similar. So I grew up in love with the radio. Like I was when I was a little kid, man, I had a big boombox and I just loved the radio. I was infatuated by the radio personalities. I was infatuated by music. I loved Prince, Michael Jackson, Hall & Oates, fucking Blondie. You know, it was a wide range of music that I used to listen to because my mom, you know, she listened to salsa, she listened to disco. My brother was listening to like rock. I was doing the hip hop thing, and I kind of got all of those together. And I just always felt like I was going to be in radio somehow, some way. Like I when I was young, that was always my thing. Like I thought somehow I was going to go to radio school and learn how to be like a DJ. Then come to find out as I grew older that's not really all it's cracked up to be, especially now when Clear Channel went and bought all these stations. And basically all the stations are all the same now. It's all hot 87, hot 65.1, hot. You go to every city, there's a hot station. And yeah. Everybody sounds the same. That's the part that kills me about that. When I was younger, you had like DJs and they had voices and they'd talk between songs and they'd say things. Now it's just like, hey, all right, guys, stay tuned to 98.7 FM. We're going to head out to the Specs downtown. We're going to be giving away t-shirts. It's like, I don't want to fucking be that dude, like just spitting out, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit had no appeal to me. So it basically made me fall out of love with that idea of working in radio. And, you know, satellite radio came. That was also another thing that you could kind of hang your hat and try to be like, maybe I could do satellite radio because you get more freedom. But even that's being regulated into the ground now. But podcasting, I try to tell people, if you think you want to start a podcast, try it. Just try it. Don't think, you know, you can't do it. You're never going to know if you can do it unless you try it. And, you know, I was saying last year, the year before, I was talking to someone and I was telling them that basically podcasting is like the new Facebook. Everybody can have a fucking podcast, bro. I'm sorry, let me drop the F-bomb.
I don't matter.
But it's fine. Yeah, it's cool. You know, there's so many apps right now where you could just, bro, you can download an app, record your voice, you can add music at the beginning, you can add music at the end. all within the app, and that shit will upload it for you to Apple, Spotify. It does it all by itself.
Yeah.
You don't even have to do the legwork anymore. It's like, it's so easy to do. So, you know, I encourage people, if they want to try it, they should just try it out. See, you know, you never know. There's so many people out there. There's an audience for everybody.
I tell people that podcasting is the new AM radio. What I mean by that is, in terms of like, I don't know if you remember this, but they used to have these like CB ham radios that you could buy that you could kind of broadcast, like back in the 90s in Miami specifically. We used to have a lot of these bootleg radio stations where guys would buy, like DJs would buy like the equipment and run their own kind of radio station around their house, through their house. And they play all kind of hip hop music and stuff like that. Miami, down south music through their house. Like, you know, like I'm trying to think who, there's a few DJs that was kind of like known for that back in the day. I think Khaled even did it at one point down here, where you could just turn on an AM station and you would hear these hip hop DJs. Because they like I said, they buy a machine that you could like, kind of like splice into these AM stations that's not playing nothing. Like a small transmitter, it's for a few blocks or a few miles, your station can be heard. And AM radio kind of had that kind of Wild West vibe, because you can do anything on AM radio. You can like have your talk show, or you can have your gospel station and stuff like that. Podcasts are the same way. You can kind of make any kind of podcast you want to, whether people listen to it or not, it still could be there. And it's just kind of like people will check it out. That's how Rush Limbaugh got big, because sitting there just got a mic, talking on a mic, and people was tuning in to hear him on AM radio. I think it's cool where podcasting is going and where it came from, in terms of how there was a time where people didn't know what a podcast was, and the industry wasn't respected by people of higher standards. Like, for example, Nicki Minaj a few years back made a comment to Joe Budden, like, hey, go enjoy your little podcast. Now podcasts, their podcasts making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, it's a thing. And a lot of, and everybody's making a podcast, because they see it kind of like the new gold rush type of situation where everybody, I feel like they could do this and get kind of sponsorships and money off of it. And I think it's cool that podcasting went from being the butt of everybody's jokes to the thing that everybody wants to do. And even if it is oversaturated right now, it's easy for me, you, or anybody to just pick up a mic, record a podcast, do their thing, and let the audience speak for themselves to who they want to support. I think it's dope.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a friend of mine that she was asking me when I recorded one of my last episodes, she was like, oh, I listened to it. It was really cool. You have a great, you know, voice for this thing. And she was like, she was thinking about like kind of sort of getting an idea, starting one. So I asked her what her idea, like what her, you know, what's her thing gonna be. And she was like, it's kind of stupid, but I kind of want to do a show about crocheting. And I go, that's a fucking great idea. But she thought it was stupid, but it's like, bro, you will find a niche audience who love to fucking crochet. And if they see a crochet podcast, they're gonna listen to that. And you'll build an audience of those people who like to do that. And you'll have a nice little thing there. And who knows where it can go from there. That's a great idea. Do it. She's like, I don't know how to do this. I sent her the Anchor link. I'm like, here, Anchor FM. Perfect app for you. It's free. You go on there. Not that we're trying to promote them or anything here. I'm just saying, it's a free app. You don't have to do anything except put your voice, add music, upload. It does everything for you. There you go. Try it. I encourage people to do it, because, you know, it's the way, especially news, like, you don't even know what to believe anymore. Like, you don't know what's real, I'm lost, bro. I'll tell you straight up, I've almost given up on that whole thing. I don't know what's real. I don't know who's right. I don't know who's wrong. I don't know what's what. I just try to make sure me and my family are good. And then as far as that goes, I can't tell you anything else, but having genuine people out there giving their opinions about what's going on whether it's sports or whether it's, I have a friend of mine, Dan Dinkins. He does the Starting Five podcast. He's great. He, you know, he gives you sports takes, but it, you, when you listen to it, you're like, okay, this is like coming from a fan. It's coming from a real dude. It's not sponsored. It's not safe. It's real talk coming from real people. That's one of the things I love about podcasts. It's like, yeah, you got some that are very, you know, some are sponsored and they got to kind of dance around things. For the most part, though, it's like the Wild West, bro. You can listen to shows about anything. There's something for everybody out there. And that's great. Yeah. I think it's great.
I think it's dope that as a podcaster, you can kind of show your creativity and do what you want to do. Like if you want to have a crocheting podcast, go for it. Some of the most popular podcasts out there now, the ones about murder mysteries and stuff like that, where people are just literally reading off a piece of paper about murders in their neighborhood and crying unsolved mysteries and cases. I'm like, okay, you know, people are kind of doing that thing with it. I think that's dope.
I have a friend of mine who they do that. They have a regular podcast they do. And then they do, I think there's like some kind of box that you can get. You know how you get like those Funko Pop boxes, and it'll have like a keychain, a Funko Pop, a shirt. It comes with different. I think there's like a murderer box that you can get every month.
That sounds accurate.
Yeah, I think they have that, and they do a show on that. So they'll get their box, they'll open it up, and they'll do like a murder mystery with the box. So it, you know, it's there's something for everybody, man. Everybody's doing something.
Now I gotta look this up, but I know it's a box that you could do like that you could buy, and they'll give you like murder mysteries and stuff like that. Cause it's a thing.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I think it has like a different case per box, and it's like you gotta go through the clues. And I haven't listened to it because I haven't had the time to like fuck with that show. But I think that's what they do, and I think that's a cool idea too. You get the box. There's three or four of them. They're all girls, so it's like four or five of them there. They open the box and they go through it and they try to solve like the case as like on air, which is a dope idea.
I agree. Let me ask you this, brother, because me and you are both wrestling fans.
Yes.
Particularly AEW, because WWE doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
Man, wow.
What do you think about fans being able to go back and watch wrestling events?
I think it's awesome. You said AEW, but the one of the things I'm looking forward to big time with fans going back is WWE crowds coming back and booing the shit out of that product, bro.
I agree.
Because right now they're controlling the boo. You know, like the Thunderdome, they tell all those people who to boo and who to cheer for?
Yeah, I do, and actually. A friend, I did actually do a podcast while one of my friends was in the Thunderdome.
Yeah?
And he was telling us what was going on through his headset and stuff like that.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
I gotta check that out. Yeah, but that's crazy. Like and then if you don't like do it, they're pumping in crowd noise anyway to kind of like, we're booing this guy and booing that guy. And like it makes no sense what they're doing. Like you got Randy Orton teamed up with Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle's like super over as a babyface. And then you got Orton who's like kind of, you don't know. He may RKO your ass out of nowhere. You never know what's going on. And it's like, they're supposed to be a babyface team. But you got Matt Riddle coming out and everybody's going, bro, bro, bro. And then here comes Randy Orton and the crowd's booing. And it's like, the fuck? Like, what is this shit? So that's one of the things I'm really looking forward to when fans come back. It's just like being able to cheer and boo the product as it is presented to you, because they need a reality check big time, bro. They're really doing things that I stopped watching. I finally, after 30, I don't know how many years, I finally stopped watching Raw, bro. I stopped. I don't watch that shit anymore. I just can't do it. I can't.
I'll put you this way. I do a Patreon exclusive wrestling podcast every month. For a podcast network, PSVG, shout out to those guys. I don't watch Raw anymore. I will not talk about Raw on there at all, because Raw has gotten so bad. And I love Bobby Lashley. I think Bobby Lashley is phenomenal.
That's what fucking sucks, man. Bobby Lashley is fucking awesome. Rhea Ripley is fucking awesome. I love Matt Riddle. I even like Orton. Shelton Benjamin's back. I love Shelton Benjamin. But, bro, that product, it's like, dog, how many times are we going to see, okay, Braun Strowman versus Drew McIntyre tonight. Okay, Drew McIntyre versus Bobby freaking Lashley. Okay, now it's Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley. Okay, now it's Braun Strowman. It's like, dude, y'all don't got nobody else on the roster. Y'all got like 80 people signed, bro.
Yeah, and I'm shocked that they're adding Kofi Kingston into the equation again. I'm happy they are.
Yeah. They had to add somebody because they're like, how many? They already ran out of all the rotations they could do with those three guys, bro. Like, yeah. It's just, I don't know. Raw needs to be like, shit needs to be white, bro.
It's not good.
That's why it's going to be awesome when crowds come back, man, because it's you're missing that. You're missing that, those pops, like those genuine pops, not the freaking computer controlled ones that they're pumping out, like the real. Like when Becky Lynch comes back,
bro, out of this world. Yeah.
That shit is going to blow the roof off of the building, bro. I hope that they're smart enough and wait for the crowds to come back before they bring her back, because that's going to be tremendous.
So let me ask you this about, since we're talking about wrestling, and probably about right. to have you on Strong Style to talk about wrestling too on the Patreon podcast talk about. But
oh, nice. That's awesome.
But who are some of your favorite wrestlers to watch now, today?
Right now, so I wasn't one of those dudes who was like that big on AEW, frankly, because I didn't have TNT, so I couldn't really watch it because I didn't have cable after like a couple years ago where I was living. So now I'm watching everything. I mean, I'm watching ROH, I'm watching fucking some New Japan, not too much, but a little bit. But I've been watching a lot of AEW, so who do I like watching wrestle? I really like Finn Balor. Like watching Finn Balor matches. I like watching, what's homeboy's name, that always loses? I can't remember his fucking name. Why can't I remember his name? Oh my God. The Bruiserweight, bro. The blind dude. Why can't I remember his name?
You talk about, I just saw him on TV the other
day. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's crazy. I can't even remember his name. That's a brain fart. But it'll come to me. It don't matter. But I like watching his matches. I like watching Finn Balor matches. I'm actually, I really have
Pete
grown
Dunne.
In the past. Pete Dunne, there you go. That, wow, bro. Thank God, because that would have been really bad. Yeah, let's have me on a wrestling podcast. I don't remember Pete Dunne's name. So over the past couple years, like 3 or 4 years, I've really grown to love women's wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. I've grown to respect. I try to tell people, it's like, oh, you just like watching the TNA. And, okay, well, I'm a guy, so I'm not going to say no, but it's more than that. It's not just that. That's how the 90s were. The 90s were bra and panties matches and hog pen matches where they get mud and all that shit. But, bro, if you watch, like Shayna Baszler in NXT, or you watch Io Shirai matches where she's this chick is almost killing herself to try to get shit over. Rhea Ripley, Toni Storm, Sheeta, fucking Abaddon is one of my favorites right now. Yes. Abaddon is like, she's grown leaps and bounds from when she started.
You can make the argument that women's wrestling this year has been better than the men's wrestling.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah. If you go match by match, if you sit there and do top 10 matches of the year and you do men's matches and women's matches, even WWE, bro, Bayley held it down last year, bro.
Yeah, big time.
Bayley held it down. Like, she put in that work. Sasha, too. Sasha, I like, but she scares me because she sometimes she gets... Some of the stuff she does, it looks a little like she's a little bit of a loose cannon out there, but she's had some tremendous matches. But favorites, yeah, I'd say as far as women go, I think I already named the ones I like: Rhea, Tony, Io, Dakota Kai, Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler in NXT was probably one of my favorite women wrestlers for that whole run that she had. I just loved her style. Like, she's not the typical, power moves and fancy high flying shit, bro. She took you to the mat. She bent your arm back. She made the shit look like realistic, like the shit really hurt for real, for real. And she had a way where she would kind of slow a match down and just put people on the mat and kind of like rub them into the fucking canvas, man. I really enjoyed her matches a lot.
She wrestled like we thought Ronda Rousey was gonna wrestle.
And even Ronda, man, I was skeptical of her when she came out, and I enjoyed almost basically all of her matches, except that WrestleMania match. That WrestleMania match, that finish was garbage. They should have just let Becky actually get a legit, like, if they're going to do it, just do it right. Sometimes they try too hard to, you know, save people's face and shit like that. It's just, let her have the, you know, let her hit her finisher, 1, 2, 3, bam, it's over.
Yeah, if they're going to do a triple threat, just let Charlotte eat the pin if you want Becky to win.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
I'm going to hurt it.
But yeah, man, it's just, wrestling is different, man. I'm excited for going back and going to actual arenas and watching wrestling and stuff like that. I went to the AEW event in Miami the last time it was down here, and I had a blast.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I went to, I think it was 2020 or 2019. I went to an NXT live show. It wasn't like the show, it was just a house show. But it was in West Palm. And that shit was a show. I mean, I got to see Riddle versus Velveteen. Shayna Baszler was there with the whole crew. They had a four-way match with freaking EO and the Princess of the Pirate of the Sky, whatever the fuck her name is, the one that's not there anymore.
Kairi Sane.
I keep forgetting their name, bro. I don't know if I'm nervous or what. That live show was dope. It was dope. It was very small, but everybody there was like dying to see some good wrestling, and they had some really kick-ass matches there. So it's. I'm looking forward to going to this AEW show. Like, and it's funny because that's gonna be the first show with fans. So that shit is gonna be, it's gonna be crazy. Everybody's gonna be losing their mind.
Definitely. The one I went to was great. Because that was the one I went to was the one where John Moxley lost his eye.
Oh, yeah, okay. I remember watching that. Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, it was real cool, man. I had a blast doing that. So, let me ask you this before we go. When is the podcast coming back?
That's a complicated question. I don't have an exact timetable, but like I said, I recorded something the other day, and I played with it a little bit, and I really liked the way it came out. So I'm thinking that this coming week, I'm going to sit and I'm going to record like 3 segments. And if I'm really happy with those 3 segments, I might just bang out the final piece of it. And that's the thing with me. Like, that's how I do that shit. I'll sit there and like, I don't know, I got to record my podcast tomorrow. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to talk about. I don't know, bro. I don't know. And then day of, something magic used to happen where everything fell into place at the right time, and then I sat down and it was like, bah, 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 upload, send that shit off. So it's hard for me to give a timetable, but I'm thinking that next week I think I'm gonna drop something next week. Things awesome. Coming. I feel it. It feels good. Awesome. Feels good.
Awesome. Final question before we go. Mm. Gotta talk about the shirt.
Oh, yeah. Listen. This shirt, I saw Bomani Jones. I saw Bomani Jones wearing. I want to make sure it. There you go. It's perfect. Oh, I saw Bomani Jones wearing a shirt like this on some show that he was on ESPN, and I was like, I need that. So I went to T Public, and they had this design on there, so I bought it. This is probably one of my favorite shirts I've ever bought. This shirt, when I wear it, because you know I live in Davie. So
yes, that's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
Okay, for those who are not watching this, the shirt is like the Cleveland Indians logo, but it says Caucasians, and the white guy has a dollar sign above his head.
Yeah. Yeah, so I wear this shirt, and people will walk past me, and it's kind of like, the fuck? Like, they just kind of do a double, like, what is
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
I had a lady once tell me in Fort Lauderdale, she was like, you don't think there's something, old lady, bro. You don't think there's something wrong with that shirt? And I'm pretty respectful to my elders. And I go, ma'am, now you know how the Indians feel. It's perfect. Now you understand. If you feel offended, imagine them.
So to give some clarification for people who don't know, Davie is a very white area. like people think of Florida, well, at least Miami, Florida, they think of Florida as kind of predominantly Hispanic and black. Nope. You go to areas like Davie, it is mostly white. So
you go to certain places in Florida and you definitely feel uncomfortable as a person of darker skin tone, let's say.
Yes, very much so. So the fact that he's walking around in Davie wearing this shirt is delightful.
And it's funny because I'm a fun-loving dude, man. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3". I'm almost 400 pounds. You know, people see me and it's just like I say it because people have told me this, but there's like an intimidation factor because of my size. But, man, I'm a fun-loving guy, man. When I was a young kid, I used to do dumb shit, man. But I'm older. I'm not here to punch anybody in the mouth unless they deserve it or something like that. But it's all in good fun. I mean, it's a shirt. If you're going to get offended by a shirt, like I have a shirt that I wore at the gym. Hold on, let me grab it real quick. I know you're about to go.
We can wait on this shirt.
So I bought this one for the gym, and this shit got me some looks too the other day. But it's just like, come on, man. If you're going to get offended by a shirt, you check your priorities, bro.
It's a red shirt. It said, "Make America Swole Again."
Yeah. So this is a gym shirt that I wear. And you know immediately when you see a red background and those letters in that arrangement, you instantly, your mind goes to a certain place. So I've had people already, that day I went to the gym with that shirt, people were looking at me like, damn. Like, I thought you were I thought you were cool, man. But they're like, you're not even reading the shirt. It's like, but it's, again, it's a shirt, man. This is...
We are in different times where everybody's just on the edge. I don't want to say sensitive because I don't think everybody's sensitive. I think everybody's just on the edge. It's like America, yeah. This is a whole other conversation for another day, but America's that teetering edge of, it feels like at a drop of a dime, something can happen and we just can tilt over to just complete bullshit again.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's crazy out there, but I just want everybody to stay safe and stay positive, man. We'll get through all this bullshit.
Definitely.
But it's very tense out there. I will say that.
Very tense. So, let them know where to find you at, brother.
So, if anybody's curious and they want to check out the Everything Podcast, the easiest way would probably to go to Instagram, type in The Everything Podcast, no spaces, and you'll find my page there. From there, in the bio, I have a link tree. And you'll find everything there. My Twitch, my Twitter, my Instagram, my Anchor link, my Spotify link, my Apple link. You can get everything right through that simple link there. So if you want to check me out there, I have a personal page for Instagram. That's Lou from the BX. But the process of getting added to that is very difficult to get onto my personal page. I like to keep my personal Instagram page just my friends. So you may or may not get added to that, but Everything Podcast page is free for everybody to join into and check out. So.
Well, I didn't think of that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a must. It's a must, man. You can only see so much promotion on your personal page before you're like, I can't even do this shit no more. Yeah, I had to clean that up.
I feel you on that. Man, it's been great having you on, brother.
Hey, miss, thank you very much for inviting me, man. I really appreciate it. That last episode you had was, I got like 45 minutes left on that podcast, but
yeah, that was.
You had a lot of people on there. You had Akeem on there. I didn't even know Akeem was on there. Akeem is dope, bro. Hey, yeah. If y'all not, check out Mr. 1950, man. Akeem's, that's one of the realest motherfuckers I think I ever ran into in my life.
I talk to Akeem probably like every week, every other week, man. And it's always interesting. Like, that's my dude. He's a good dope dude.
Yeah, he's real dope, man. Check that out. Check all these guys out, man. Everybody's dope. But I want to just thank you, man. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it, man.
No problem, brother. You're always welcome back on. We probably got to go hang out eventually in Miami, man.
Yeah, man. No doubt.
I'm going to see if I can get these AEW tickets. I'm going to see if I can go to that event. I'm going to let you know.
Yeah, check them out, man. Check them out. Quick, because I don't know if there's it might be. I don't know. If anything, I got two tickets. If anything, so all if right. you just go in Dolo, hit me, and you can buy mine because I'm going by myself.
All right, cool, definitely.
Yeah. I completely bring for it. I forgot about that. Yeah, I had to buy two because the single seats were all sold out. I was putting seats in my cart and they were immediately being taken out. I was like, the fuck is going on? They wouldn't let me buy one ticket.
Yeah, I'm about to hit you up then.
Yeah, do that.
All right. As always, Delvin Cox Experience, we are out. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Delvin Cox Experience. If you'd like more content, you can go on patreon.com/the Delvin Cox Experience. There, you will find bonus podcasts and a lot more content. Also, shout out to Patreon producer, Ben Goodwin, a.k.a. UK Ghostwriter. If you want to check him out, go on Twitter at Ghostwriter_UK. Thank you.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Now extended through January 14th, join a clean and spacious Planet Fitness for zero enrollment and only $10 a month. With tons of equipment and free fitness training, it's the perfect place for everybody to work out.
Even me, mister, I'm so stressed I grind my teeth more than most people grind coffee.
Especially you. Give your anxiety-clenched jaw a rest.
My molars will be so happy.
Start feeling fit-tacular today. Join InClub or at planetfitness.com. Zero enrollment, $10 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends January 14th. See club for details.